Rise and shine. 6 a.m. and your hand can't make it to the alarm clock before the voices in your head start telling you that it's too early, too dark, and too cold to get out of bed. Aching muscles lie still in rebellion, pretending not to hear your brain commanding them to move. A legion of voices are shouting their unanimous permission for you to hit the snooze button and go back to dreamland. But you didn't ask their opinion. The voice you've chosen to listen to is one of defiance. A voice that says there was a reason you set that alarm in the first place. So sit up, put your feet on the floor, and don't look back, because we've got work to do. Welcome to the grind. For what is each day but a series of conflicts between the right way and the easy way? 10,000 streams fan out like a river delta before you, each one promising the path of least resistance. Thing is, you're headed upstream. And when you make that choice, when you decide to turn your back on what's comfortable, safe, and what some would call common sense, well, that's day one. From there, it only gets tougher. So just make sure this is something you want, because the easy way out will always be there, ready to wash you away. All you have to do is pick up your feet. But you aren't going to, are you? With each step comes the decision to take another. You're on your way now, but this is no time to dwell on how far you've come. You're in a fight against an opponent you can't see, but oh, you can feel him on your heels, can't you? Feel him breathing down your neck. You know what that is? That's you. Your fears, your doubts, and insecurities all lined up like a firing squad, ready to shoot you out of the sky. But don't lose heart. While they're not easily defeated, they are far from invincible. Remember, this is the grind. The battle royale between you and your mind, your body, and the devil on your shoulder is telling you that this is just a game. This is just a waste of time. Your opponents are stronger than you. Drown out the voice of uncertainty with the sound of your own heartbeat. Burn away your self-doubt with the fire lit beneath you. Remember what we're fighting for, and never forget that momentum is a cruel mistress. She can turn on a dime or the smallest mistake. She is ever searching for the weak place in your armor, that one tiny thing you forgot to prepare for. So as long as the devil is hiding the details, the question remains, is that all you got? Are you sure? And when the answer is yes, when you've done all you can to prepare yourself for battle, then it's time to go forth and boldly face your enemy, the enemy within. Only now you must take that fight into the open, into hostile territory. You're a lion in a field of lions, all hunting the same elusive prey with a desperate starvation that says victory is the only thing that can keep you alive. So believe that voice that says you can run a little faster, and you can throw a little harder, and that for you, the laws of physics are merely a suggestion. Luck is the last dying wish of those who want to believe that winning can happen by accident. Sweat, on the other hand, is for those who know it's a choice. So decide now, because destiny waits for no man. And when your time comes, and 1,000 different voices are trying to tell you you're not ready for it, listen instead to that lone voice of dissent. The one that says you are ready. You are prepared. It's all up to you now. So rise and shine.
The champ is here!
Uh-huh.
The champ is here!
I have arrived.
The champ is here!
Holla.
The champ is here!
The champ I'm going to kill him with the first verse. And I'm going to bury him with the second.
The champ is here!
What?
The champ is here!
Thinking that you're better than me?
The champ is here!
Nah, boy, it's plain. There's no rehab. Try to cure my addiction, I relapse. They want me to fall now and stop rap. You still hating on me? Homie, we off that. I got that you know new flow. Okay, let's go. Credentials so overweight that they call me sumo. Mr. Jones, nobody could ever hold this. My words soak through your veins. Call that shit osmosis. Number one greatest, all time hated. Still outspoken, I'm my all time favorite. Almost famous, me, I'm never nameless. Unsigned hype, ain't no other way to state this. Number one record, number one draftee. A one man show, one man army. Your hands can't hit what your eyes can't see. Man, float like a butterfly, sing like me. Thinking that you're better than me?
The champ is here!
Nah, boy, it's plain to see.
The champ is here!
Hate to talk when I step in the room.
The champ is here!
Jaws drop when they see what I do.
The champ is here!
Thinking that you're better than me?
The champ is here!
Nah, boy, it's plain to see.
The champ is here!
Hate to talk when I step in the room.
The champ is here!
Jaws drop when they see what I do. Oh, fresh, so straight back, no fiction. Number one spots, I don't like contradictions. Illest MC, Dr. Phil couldn't fix them. The answer to your problem, I 76 them. So what if they don't like me? I just stick to my agenda. If you ain't with me by now, I suggest that you surrender. A 2012 of haters and I end late conjectures. This ain't Monday Night Raw, I ain't no pretender. Break the unbreakable, do the impossible. Swag so unique, no one else can make it rockable. I'm highly unstoppable, beating me, that's improbable. Don't try to cut me off, see my style ain't probable. Blindly, try me, on top is where you find me. Fade away, haters like Jordan in the 90s. I'm like an underdog, boy can't guard. Not even Michael Vick will keep me in his backyard. Thinking that you better than me?
The champ is here!
Nah, boy, it's plain to see.
The champ is here!
Haters talk when I step in the room.
The champ is here!
Jaws drop when they see what I do.
The champ is here!
Thinking that you better than me?
The champ is here!
Nah, boy, it's plain to see.
The champ is here!
Haters talk when I step in the room.
The champ is here!
Sit back and just watch what I do.
Y'all, I'm moving a little bit slow this morning, but I want to say welcome to everybody on the grind this morning. Great morning, grand rising, all of that good stuff. How y'all feeling on this phenomenal Thursday morning? And it is another day for us to wake up, to celebrate the fact that we got breath in our bodies, life in our bodies, and it's another day for us to get up and to create whatever we want to create in our lives. So I don't know about you, but I felt the energy like all the way, like I'm trying to get it together. What time you got?
Wake up. What you on?
I ain't on nothing
right now. I'm just some straight up natural energy right now. I ain't had nothing. I did have a cup of coffee earlier. That was like 2 hours ago.
But look,
I'm up, man. This show is all about your atmosphere. What are you creating today?
Right. All right.
What are you creating? What are you moving with in your life? Look, I got on both of my rings today.
Uh-oh.
Ain't nobody. I got both of my rings on today. What's your atmosphere, man? What are you creating right now in your life that's different from what you've been doing so far?
Wow.
Are you just complaining? Are you just sitting back letting things happen? Are you just like the pavement allowing everybody to roll over you, everything to pass you by? Are you sitting there like a Mack truck with no engine in it, no power? You ain't have no tires on your truck. What are you doing? What's happening with your life? Remember the person that you used to be? Remember that person that was fired up and excited? Some of you are like, that's who I am. Still, sometimes look yourself in the mirror, the power is gone. The self-confidence is gone. Where's everything that you started with? Are you maintaining what you started with? Or have you lost some of your juice? Did you start with a V8 and now you got a V4? You got a little four-cylinder car. Some of you are like, no, I got a six-cylinder. But you started with a V8. Commitment. What's commitment? Commitment is sticking with the thing that you said you were going to stick with and doing the thing you said you were going to do long after the moment has passed that you said you were going to do it in, right? I think that's like the essence of what we do. People will get up one morning and they'll say, I'm going to do something today and it's going to be something different. It's going to be powerful. Some people just say it, right? Some people just say it. And when they say it, they never put that action to it. And they just get up and say, I'm going to do it. And when you get out of the house, things change. Real talk, things will change between the time you said it, which was 6 a.m., you had your coffee, you had your tea, you went into Starbucks, you went to Dunkin' Donuts, whatever. By the time you get from your house to Starbucks, the moment is gone. You lost it. You done lost the energy. You don't even want to do it no more. You lost the dream. You lost the passion. Why does that happen?
Wow.
Why do people all of a sudden just lose their passion? I'm going to say it.
Uh-oh, what you
gonna say? Why do people all of a sudden just lose their passion for life?
Wow.
Life is not because you're drawing and pushing out breath. Life is the way that you are living.
It sure is.
If you're not living, then you're dead.
That's true, because most people just exist in life. They're like, it's crazy because you end up losing your zeal, your fire, all of that for life because of life circumstances. And you find yourself just existing in life, getting up every day, doing the same thing over and over and over again. That's not living.
What's that?
That's just existing. That's just being a being here on this earth, not really fulfilling the things that you need to accomplish because you're just going through the motions.
But they think they're going somewhere. They think they're doing something.
You turn around and you get up and do the same thing the next day.
But they still think they're doing something. They still think you're going somewhere. Some of y'all are mad at me right now. Because some of y'all are saying, I'm not talking to you then. I'm not talking to you. If you're doing something, I'm not talking to you.
That's right.
Talking to somebody.
Right.
Somebody is procrastinating.
Ooh.
Even today, right now, you're procrastinating.
That's a serious word right there.
Yeah. It's a bad word in the realm of success.
Procrastination.
Some of y'all are operating in procrastination, and you're saying I'm going to do one thing when the camera's on. You're saying you're going to do one thing when everything feels good, when the sun is out, but when the camera goes off and the sun goes behind the clouds, you're the same old person you were before that.
Right.
You wait from moment to moment to actually live your life. Your life is defined by a series of moments, and you got so many gaps between your good moments and your bad moments that you don't even know what you don't even know where you're coming and going anymore.
Wow.
You got one day, today is good. You may have woke up today and you had your favorite breakfast, right? You got, I'm good. I feel good. I'm good. I think I'm gonna get some things started. Let me write some stuff down because it's starting. I didn't have no oatmeal today. I'm hungry. I'm fasting right now. I'm fasting. My blood sugar's a little low, y'all. My blood sugar's low, but I like it because I got to say what I want to say. I'm not censored right now. So some of y'all are writing stuff down. You wrote some stuff down last night in your book. You wrote it down. But today.
And I give them credit because it was written down.
You wrote it down.
Right,
so just because you write it down doesn't mean that you're going to do it. I'm talking about the traction to the action. That's what I'm talking about. I'm talking about what are you going to actually do when it's time to do it. When it's time to open your book up and it's time to say, I'm going to do it. Watch this.
Wow. You know what? I can tell you the traction to the action, and for real, that's what can happen in life is that we begin to write things down. We think about things, and guess what? Never take any action in order to get it done. Never take
this
any action in order to get it done.
This is my book.
Wow.
What's it say?
Dream big.
Dream big. I made this book. This is all my creation. I just went and bought stuff, of course. But in this book, I've got everything that I write, everything that I type up. I got some stuff in here that I've written. I got it put in these little things, right? And that way I can reflect back on. I can see where I am. I can see where I'm going. When I get an idea, I don't just write it. I don't just write it and leave it in and throw it away somewhere. I write it and put it in this book because I want to dream big. If I'm dreaming big, now when I write it, now I can get up the next day and I can say, what did I write? What did I type up? Right now, break the cycle. Create a culture that creates you, right?
Yeah.
Once you create or recreate you, then you can lead others. And then I ask myself, Nate, how do I create that culture? It's about me. And when you guys realize that it's about you individually, then you'll affect more people.
That's right. We got to get you right first.
You
have to work on you, because if you don't take the time to work on you every single day, you can never give out to others. You can never move into your purpose. You can never do all that you were created to do and created to be. But when you work on you, and you sharpen you.
Come on.
That's when everything becomes every dream, right? As this dream big book out here. My husband's so organized.
He's probably playing with y'all.
I'll be honest with y'all. I got notebooks and I got my
2020
dream big,
is the year of perfect vision, baby.
And so think about this, because you could dream big all day long, but the problem is too, right? Many times we talk about it, people dream too long.
You
ain't
gonna eat today, right?
No, I didn't eat.
Your blood sugar low today too. Come
And so the problem is that you never move to action in order to actually go out and get it done. That's procrastination. And I know about that procrastination. So I want you to know that I'm not coming from a place that I'm not speaking from and I don't know about, because I know that procrastination.
I
absolutely.
I
absolutely. Procrastination.
good at.
It's the assassination of every dream. It don't matter whether it's big, it don't matter whether it's small. When you procrastinate, it's going to assassinate the very thing that you want to accomplish. And so that, I can tell you, until we realize we got to work on us. It starts with us and us fixing the issues that we got.
There's no procrastination on this radio right now.
That man in the mirror is everything. And many times we get up every day. Think about it. Get up every day and you walk into the bathroom, right? Because we got to brush our teeth,
some people procrastinate about that.
We got to walk into the bathroom.
Going to brush my teeth at 7, but it's 10 o'clock.
And everybody got a mirror that you got to look at, right? So what are you seeing when you're taking the time to brush your teeth, to wash your face, to look in the mirror? What are you seeing? Because sometimes you gotta look beyond the exterior. It's not about the exterior. It's what's on the inside. Because what's on the inside is who we are. So when you begin to look through yourself, absolutely, and you see what's on the inside, you begin to work on the inside so that inside, the parts on the inside are functioning right. Because when they're functioning right, then guess what? Everything on the outside is going to now line up. It's going to line up.
I love it. Somebody needs to get lined up today. And I'm not talking about going to the bar and get you lined up. Now, I'm talking about this. There's a brother on this line right now that need to get lined up mentally.
Wow.
You need to get lined up with your assignment. And you need to figure out, okay, what's on the outside is important, but it's not as important as what's on the inside.
Right.
We talked about creating foundations. We talked about how the palm tree bends, but it never breaks. We talked about resilience. We talked about commitment, consistency. All of those are just fancy words if you don't put the action to them. See, we can sound profound. It's easy to jump, man. I'm telling you something. I'm straight up with y'all. It's easy to jump on this show, hit this button, and go live and turn this camera on and the microphone and tell you guys whatever we want to tell you.
Right.
But unless we're actually doing it, unless we're first partakers in ourselves,
it don't even matter.
It means zero.
We
cannot be a part of the 3%.
That's right.
We cannot move forward in life. If we allow every individual situation to define who we are every second of the day, that changes. You go from being a lion to a kitty cat. Now, one minute you're a rhino, and now you're a lizard. One minute you're an elephant, and now you look up and you're a possum. What are you going to be, and what are you going to say, irregardless of what happens to you during your day? You have to figure that out, and you got to stick with it, because a lot of people in life are not sticking with what they said they were going to do because their situation is defining them. And I'm speaking out of experience. I'm not talking about no junk.
That's right.
I'm being real with y'all guys. It happens. What are you going to do? It don't matter what happened with you physically. Man, I've seen people, Pam, lifting weight with one arm. I've seen people running with no legs, with prosthetics. I've seen people doing stuff that you would have never imagined you would see a human being do. Yeah, and you ask yourself, is a human supposed to be able to do that? And then you're like, okay, well, they can, because why? We are adaptable. We adapt to any situation that life throws at us. But we don't flex that muscle enough because we don't know how to improvise. And if you can't improvise, you can adapt, and you most certainly
cannot overcome. Wow.
So, guys, right now in your life where you are, man, you have to make a decision. You have to decide what you want. And when you make a decision, you decide what you want, that's when you put the action to the traction. And start moving. And it doesn't matter what mom and them did and what daddy and them said,
really
what auntie and them did, what my brother did, what my sister did, what my family has done as a generationally. That just runs in my family. You know, yeah, we got this. That's, you know, we're doing this. You got good at making excuses for failure. It's time for you to start making some progress with success. Break the mold. Break the cycle. Stop talking about what everybody else around you is doing and you're doing absolutely nothing. I'm going to stop letting y'all see my face for a minute because somebody mad.
Somebody mad.
Pam, rub them on the back a little bit, Pam.
Rub them on the back. No, I'm not rubbing nobody on the back today because this is real talk, like real. So many times we speak things, right? We want things. We desire things. But you know what? Desire is something that's very strong. That's a strong feeling. And when you have that desire, you're going to get up and you're going to do. You're going to get up and you're going to move. But the problem is so many people want it. I know. I was once that person, so I'm speaking from the heart. I wanted great things. I wanted the vision that I saw. I did all the vision boards and all the creativity to take the time to map out this and to cut out this. But at the end of the day, I wasn't putting in the work. I had no action to create the traction in order to bring about the results. But one day, I decided. One day, I said no longer. One day, I decided. One day, I said no longer. One day, I decided. One day, I said no longer. Because all you got
to
do, no. No, it's just like this. You see, you have the power to create the moment. And in that right, that second, in that moment, I decided to create change.
And she didn't let nobody define
that
her.
That energy, the rub off
on
me,
I like this.
Energy
see,
is
look,
transferable.
The champ is here.
Because I woke
the
up like, oh,
here.
My God,
you
it's Thursday again.
You got this. Come on, bounce with it, bounce with it. Some of y'all need to bounce with it, baby. Some of y'all need to bounce with it because you get knocked out right now. As Chris Tucker said,
right.
You got knocked the blink out. And you just laying there
right.
Doing nothing.
Right.
Life has thrown you a curveball. Some of y'all just this morning, life
right.
Threw you a curveball.
Right.
And now you whoa, it's me. You down. You out. You looking at two people that have defied odds.
Yes.
Are we the only people that have defied odds? Man, no.
And it's a continue.
And we're not going
to
be the last.
You got to
continue.
But
it's all about the soil,
right.
The atmosphere. That you create. It's about the foundation that you create right now. If you're not creating the right foundation for you to grow and for you to be stable, for you to have the right footing, for you to be that person that says, you know what, I'm going to be the example for everybody else so somebody can get on my back and stand on top of me and actually reach the next rung, all right? And then you, by you doing that, you just set the example for somebody else to want to do the same thing. That's how winning is done.
And don't worry about who watches.
Don't worry
just
about who
set the example.
Don't worry about
who. Don't worry about who watches. Don't worry what people got to say. Just go do what you know you need to do and watch things now begin to work out. Watch things begin to happen because you made a decision to go out and to create that moment and to live in the moment, to not just exist and to do, to take that action, to create that traction for real.
Right.
That's what it's all about.
There's nothing
That's
that
what
you
it's
can't
all about. Talk is cheap.
Talk is cheap.
And we
man.
Talk.
I like
we can
that.
Talk. We
talk
can talk all day
like
long. I know I was a great talker. Yes, very shy, but I talked to myself.
That's
all I did was I talked. I talk all the time. Right? Talk is cheap. I talk all the time. I said, I want this, I want that. But you know what? I had no action. And it wasn't until in that very moment that I decided that I needed to do. You see, doing is an action word. It means that you got to take some steps. It means you got to take some hits. It means you got to take some throws, some blows. You got to punch some things.
You
got to
get
in the
your
ring.
Butt
right,
shit
right. You got to get in the ring. You got to fall down. Get knocked out. Make a decision to get
That's
back
it.
Up.
That's
get
it.
Knocked out, but get back up. Remember, the things that I wrote on, we write stuff all the time on our mirrors, right? And I remember writing on, and I used to tell our kids, we used to speak this. We the McCrae. We don't quit, we don't break. We the McCrae's. We don't quit and we don't break. We the McCrae's. We don't quit and we don't break. We started speaking that thing no matter what's going on. We the McCrae's. We don't quit and we don't break.
If you break, what happens?
Right. Then you just broken.
You just,
and now what? Now you're existing.
Yeah.
You're not even trying to live. And like, you set up.
I'm telling you guys, here's the reality of what we do every day is to create a foundation for yourself.
Right.
Guys, there are people that are going to tell you that you can every day.
All day long.
If they don't verbally tell you,
right.
Their actions will show you.
Show
if they don't do anything physically to stop you, then guess what? What they do mentally, what they do subliminally will stop you if you focus on it, because what you focus on grows, right? And if you don't focus on it, guys, you don't have to worry about it. We always talk about blinders all
right.
The time. right? Those blinders, man, we live it every day. And quite frankly, I'm just going to be honest with you guys, 100%. The older I get, the less I'm really concerned about how people view me and feel about what I do. Why? Not because I just want to be ratchet and just do what I want to do, even though it's not the right thing to do, even though it may be leading somebody else astray. No. But because I know I am on my purpose.
Right.
If my purpose doesn't cause somebody else to stumble because there's no morality in it, then I'm good. There's nothing you can tell me from the outside looking in. I'm not paying attention to what you're doing, right? If you're doing something and you line up with what I'm doing and I see it, pat you on the back, man. I'm going to rub your shoulders. Great job. Awesome. Job well done. But if you're not doing, in this season in my life, if your vision isn't lining up with my vision and our vision for our family and where we're going together, then guys, I just don't see you. Doesn't mean I don't believe in what you're doing. I don't see you right now. I'm focused. The vision carriers is what we're looking for right now.
Focused, you don't see nothing. You got those blinders on. You don't see to the left. You don't see to the right. You just focus. You are totally zoned in the zone, focused, doing what you got to do. So you're right. You don't see that. It's not hate. You know, I'm concerned.
But that's what people call it. Are you hating on me
you
because
just
you didn't
on what you
like this and didn't like that? No, I just didn't scroll through to see anything. So I didn't like it. I'm too focused on what I'm doing. And here's the thing that I love. Here's the thing that I love. You're gonna be in with people and you're gonna be out with people. That's life. Things happen as you ebb and flow. But what I love is that God is always going to put the right people in your path. At the right moment.
At the right moment.
It's not your moment.
Right.
All the time. Sometimes it lines up, but it's his moment.
Right.
And it's
that's
why. What are your moments? Because when you look at, you know, when you look at your soil, and is your soil deep, black, and rich and with moisture, or is it dry and brittle? Right? Is there no growth there? But when you look at what are your moments? Your moments in life are the moments when you're at the top of your game, when you're at the pinnacle of the 3%, the mind, body, and spirit. Does that mean now you got to be mentally 100%, physically 100%, and you got to be, you know, spiritually or financially, you got to have all the money you want in the world? No, that means you got to be on the path.
Mm-hmm.
The three areas you're on the path to get where you need to go, you're focused. I'm talking about laser focus.
Lasering.
You're not concerned.
No.
About what's happening outside.
That
lady
go on something. Boom. It's going to beam right to that target.
Yeah. Yeah.
Nice.
So creating, guys. And here's the thing. You know you're on purpose when certain things start to happen, right? When God starts to pour into you so much that you can't contain it, and I keep saying that because I want you guys to get the trigger points, right? That's when you know you're on track. When you got to make books like this, and you got to keep things around you, pen and paper. Got to talk about it. I talk about it in my book, How to Survive Corporate America. I'm telling you guys, giving you guys the game plan. This is how winning is done. Your winning may not come in a month. Winning may not come in 6 months.
Right.
It may not come in 2 years. But if you never start, you never know when it's gonna come.
Right.
You never know.
All right.
Right.
But if it
do,
keep going.
This hope you ain't already 60 because you're going to be old when you try to figure that thing out. But at the end of the day, your time is still your time.
Right.
So we can bend that curve and we can make that thing as straight as we can by actually creating the right soil, breaking the cycles that define us right now. We've adopted some jacked up cycles.
Yeah, all of us. Just like we talked about those habits we need to get rid of, those cycles, all that. But we have. We adopt them because we allow it to happen. It's comfortable.
There you go. That's the word. It's comfortable.
It's comfortable.
Yeah.
And so we allow ourselves to be in these cycles that are detrimental to our success. But we have the power to break the cycle.
No, it's easier to be broken than to be fixed.
It really is,
guys.
Because fixing it is painful.
Fixing. You go to the chiropractor to get an adjustment. The chiropractor can tell you this is gonna hurt a little bit, and you're also probably the next couple of days you're gonna be sore because now you just got realigned. You got adjusted, right?
Right.
I didn't go to chiropractor myself. You got adjusted.
Uh-huh.
So, but it's painful.
It is.
Change is always painful, and we don't want to do that because the broken part, since it's broken, we've gotten accustomed to it. Well, you know, I walk like this because this old hip is always out of place. What are you going to do about it?
Right.
What are you going to start doing to fix it? What are you going to start doing? You were like, oh, yeah, I'm always having these headaches. My shoulders hurt. What are you going to do to fix it? It's about what your actions are.
That action, that fixing is an action. That's going to bring about the traction, bring about the results. So, again, it's painful to correct anything.
Mm-hmm.
And that is why many times people remain in that situation, in that circumstance, never looking beyond it, never dreaming big, right? Never understanding that it is possible because it's going to take some work. And you got to go through that painful stage. That's that middle stage that we talk about all the time. Okay, you know, after you take that step, you got to get to the middle, and that middle is where all of the pain, all of the darts, everything is going to start to attack you. Everything is going to start to come at you. But when you're laser being focused and you know where you're going, you don't worry about those things. You realize that it's all a part of your process. And so you embrace the process, and now you begin to grow because you're becoming in that process.
Right.
But many times, we don't even get to that fitness stage. We just accept it. We get up every day. And we give up.
You
said, the average person stops dreaming, at the age of 25, right?
They die at 25.
Right, mentally. Because life begins to happen, right? You start to realize that, you know what, yes, we got bills that we got to pay. We got to create some type of income in order to be able to survive, to be able to eat, to be able to take care of families, to be able to do this, to be able to do that. And so, therefore, life begins to happen. And so we forget about the things that we thought about when we were children. You know, children dream big. They believe that they can be anything. They believe that they can have anything. They don't give up. I'm going to tell you, the tenacity of our kids, when they want something, little Jaden doesn't ask for anything, right? Nothing. But I'm going to tell you, he likes to play these games that require money. And when he wants it, we're like, we are not giving you any more money for these games. But I'm going to tell you what, he'll be like, Mom, just keep coming back. Just keep coming back. What can I do? Can I clean the tables? Can I sweep the floor? Can I wash the dishes? Can I do this? Because he wants it, and he is determined to get it. And so he's going to do whatever he can and not give up in order to accomplish whatever it is he wants to accomplish with these little games that he wants to play and these little things that he wants to buy. And it's the tenacity of the kid. If we kept that mentality, that mindset when we grew up, right, realizing that, you know what, that's the reason why we got to prepare our kids for the future. We got to prepare our kids for the pain. We have to let them know that every day is not going to be easy, so that they are mentally tough as they go into this world. Because I can tell you, that's what we do with our kids, because they've seen the ups, they've seen the downs, they see the affirmations, they see what we speak, they see how we believe. They too begin to believe like that, and they realize that, you know what, hey, I got this.
Mm-hmm.
Because it starts up here, mentally. What are you doing in order to create that action that's going to bring about that traction for real? Instead of just staying in that same place, which is insanity. All of us have been insane. For real.
And let's put some practicality to this as well, because y'all need to understand, things that people really need to understand is you got, right now, we just brought you all the way up to the bridge. Now you're like, okay, but how do I get out of this? How do I get out of this rut that I'm in? Because I'm still in it.
Right.
And sometimes the hardest thing to do is to make that first step to get out of it. And there's no easy way to do that. And it's one word that comes to mind that you're going to have to implement, and that's sacrifice.
Mm.
No matter what, guys, it's hard to get out of bed in the morning at 5, 6 a.m. It's hard, but each day it gets easier,
mm-hmm.
right? It's hard to keep going when people are telling you that you can't and what you're doing is crazy. It's hard, but every day you fight it, it gets easier. And so it takes that sacrifice and you starting. So now you're there and you're looking at it. And some of you right now are going through something in your life right now. And you're trying to figure out how to get past it. And you know at this point, stop looking on the outside. Nobody's coming to save you.
Right.
Nobody's coming to do stuff for you. You have to do it yourself. You have to put the shovel down and stop digging. And when you stop digging, it's now when you can start concentrating on the actual solution. A lot of people place too much emphasis on the problem.
And not the solution.
And you become a professional victim. You get good at what you do. And when you get good at something, what does that do? you want to keep doing it.
Mm-hmm.
You get good at telling people how broken you are. You get good at telling people how much lack you have. You get good at asking people for this, asking people for that. You get real.
And it becomes
okay to you. To you, it becomes commonplace because that's what you're accustomed to doing. But how do you break that cycle?
I was going to say something.
You have to, you have to break the cycle. I'm going to let you say it.
No,
you got to break the cycle in order to get past it. So that means you got to wake up with power. That means you got to go through your day with power. And you got to end your, you got to go to sleep with power. When you go to your bed, man, don't just go to your bed real gingerly. You know, walk up to your bed, man, kick your bedroom slippers off, man, rip your shirt off, get in the bed with power. Power. Get your butt in the bed earlier than what you're getting in the bed with, okay? Get in the bed and get you some rest.
That's
because
right.
Tomorrow is a big day.
Big day.
And if you ain't there mentally,
I can't wait.
You're done.
What God is gonna do today, right?
That's it. I can't wait. You open your eyes. You either got right at that point. You got a decision to make. You either gonna say, "Man, the devil get ready to kick my blanketed blank," or either you gonna say, "Man, I can't wait to see what God gonna do today."
Absolutely.
I don't
Absolutely.
Care what it is. You could be sitting in the dark with a got to light a candle like back in the 18th century, but you ain't got no light. Man, I can't wait to see what God gonna do today because. Law of attraction knows no difference between the negative and the positive. It will give you whatever you ask for.
That's right. That's
so why not ask for it, even if you're not getting it? Just ask for it. So God, can I get a Sunday today?
And believe it.
You call God, will give me a Sunday today. God will help me get everything done today that I need to get done because I went to bed with power. When I was supposed to go to bed, I went in the no sleep zone up all night to 3 in the morning, then try to get up at 7.
Right.
And now I ain't got no energy. Why don't I have any energy? Because your butt ain't got no sleep.
Right. That's the truth.
This is a human. This is a body of flesh and blood. You ain't got no sleep. You ain't taking care of your body. You're not drinking no water. You shoveling junk inside your mouth every day, but you want to have energy? You wonder why you go to the gym and you can't even stay in there for 15 minutes. You tired? Because you're not putting the right stuff in to get the right stuff out. You wonder why every time you stand in front of the room to talk and you're trembling and shaking like a leaf and you feel like you're about to have a heart attack because ain't nothing in there to come out.
So that was what was going on.
You're pumping a well and there's no water in the well. People tapping in your shoulder saying it's dry. There's no water down there. You got a little fork stick. You're trying to find water. The stick ain't shaking. There's no water in the dry in the well, but you still pumping. You stand in front of the room, my God, give me something to say. There's nothing in there. you didn't put no food in your body, nothing healthy that day. You wonder why you're breaking out. You wonder why you gaining weight. You wonder why you feel like crap. It's because you're not putting the right stuff in to get the right stuff out. You wonder why you can't save no money because you ain't putting no money in the bank. You wonder why you can't. You don't even have a budget. You get money and say this is all to the good.
For real.
Right. This is all to the good. You're not even creating a budget for yourself. You don't know if you get $1,000. You say I got $1,000, and you just start spending. You don't have a budget that says I got this, and this to spend on this, and this. I'm gonna save this, and now I got this left to do a little bit extra. You don't even have that. But you're wondering why you can't tap into the financial percentage.
I'm wondering why God's not moving. Some of y'all got it going on. Wonder why God is not moving. But we're not moving. He's waiting for us to take that step. See, the word is true. But the problem is a lack of faith.
A lack of discipline.
Right, a lack of faith and a lack of discipline. And so you got the word is true, all the promises, yes and amen, but you got to add that faith, you got to add that discipline in order to bring about the results. And so when we realize that, now that we're at this bridge, we're crossing off the bridge, and that's great, that sacrifice. And really backing that thing up, you got to identify the problem. You know, throughout that sacrifice, you got to, first and foremost, you got to figure out what needs to be fixed. Because if you don't identify where those wheels began to fall off, now that they off or the car won't move no more, then it's to no avail. So you got to back that thing up, figure out what
needs
to be fixed.
Right? Right. Like going to the mechanic shop, right? You don't just drop your car down to the mechanic shop and be like, yeah, something wrong with it.
Right.
Fix it. They'd be like, well, what? Give me some symptoms.
What
have you been hearing? What have you been feeling?
Start.
I don't know.
Right.
Just something just fix it.
Right.
So now they got to get in and drive it just to try to figure out what's wrong with it.
Right.
But you can't nobody else drive you.
Right.
You have to figure out what's wrong for you. Because I can tell you right now, there are some people that will tell you every little thing that's wrong with you. And you'll listen to them, but you will never receive it.
Wow.
Right? But until you tell yourself what's wrong and accept that it is wrong, you can never fix it.
That's right. You gotta know what the problem is in order to fix it. And once you know that what the problem is, it's all just a matter of a decision. That word decide is everything.
Some of y'all making excuses,
right? Right, just like I talked about.
Some of y'all be like, they don't know my problem. They don't even know my pain.
I woke up one day and I was sick and tired of being sick and tired,
yeah.
And I decided at that given moment to create the moment, knowing that I had the power to do so, and snap my fingers, and boom, that's when it changed.
They're pissed off at you right now.
I wasn't sitting back waiting on, okay, is this the moment? Okay, is this the moment? No, I'm going to wait till this moment. No, it's in that given moment, that very second that you decide and you shift. And when you decide to do something different has to happen.
Saying you right now.
It doesn't mean that you decide
you right now.
And now you move and you act the same. No, when you decide, it means you cut off, you made a decision, and you're going to move differently in order to bring about a different result.
Somebody is mad at Sam right now.
Why?
Somebody
not mad.
But let me tell you why. Because they're probably mad. Some people mad at both of us because somebody gonna hear this and be like,
"Look
at these little skinny blankets. These little skinny blankets sitting up here trying to tell me I need to stop eating. You know, y'all already, you know, y'all already skinny. Y'all already healthy. You know, look at y'all telling me I need to get, you know, my money right. Y'all already got money. You know, y'all trying to tell me that y'all, you know,
a work in progress. None of us have arrived. Right.
That precedes the glory.
Right.
And as Pam just said, nobody has arrived, guys.
No.
There's no such thing.
Every day.
I'm going to say this. I believe the destination is a ruse. I think it's a myth. I don't think there's any real destination. I think it's something that you put on paper. It's a goal.
Right.
It says, this is where I want to get to.
Well, I think you hit milestones.
No, even through those milestones, right? When you hit certain milestones and you get to that thing, if you say I want to get $1 million in the bank, I can promise you to God that you are going to want some more.
Right.
You're gonna hit a million,
and you're gonna keep going.
And you're gonna say, I wonder if I can get $1.5 million
And you're gonna
keep going. There is no destination. You say it twice. There's no destination.
Right, because you're always wanting to get to something. If not, it's gonna start to
exist. It's human nature.
Yeah, that's why you start to fall into that exist mode. For real.
Now, there's some people also, I'm the devil, I tell you guys, I'm the devil. There's some people right now saying, well, if I get $1 million, you know, I think I'm going to be good. I'm going to be good. No, because Uncle Sam's going to need his.
Okay? Right.
They're going to need to get that tax money.
All right.
And you're going to be left with a certain amount of that. So you can be like, well, dang, I think I need to get a little bit more, because then you got a thing called inflation. Right. The economy is going to increase. Things are going to start costing more money. Your lifestyle is going to change a little bit. You're going to be like, dang, I think I need this. I need that. And things are, now you need some more. And some of y'all going to say, you know what? I think I'm going to be good. Just a little bit. I'm good. And great. Awesome. If that's you, live your life. I can't knock that. But human nature is going to say, if I reach this milestone, I can do better.
Absolutely.
I can do
better. Even outside of the financial realm, no matter what it is, when you accomplish a goal, when you meet something, when you go out and purchase something or you do something in life, you accomplish something, you write a book, then you're going to want to write another book. You know, so you're right. You're always going to have, you're going to reach those different milestones, but it's not the final destination.
No,
there's not. I agree with you. You're always going to continue to do something, even when you get yourself to the point where life is good, right? You're not going to just want to wake up every day and do absolutely nothing. That's boring, right? You work hard. You may have a goal of saying, you know what, today I'm going to go and just lay on the beach. I'm going to sit here and I'm going to chill. I'm going to take a plane. I'm going to do this. So there's always going to be something that you want to accomplish in order to continue to live and not just exist.
I got, yeah, and absolutely. And I got to say this too to go compliment what you just said, because this is good, guys. And this is the realest show ever. So this is real talk. And anything that we say on the show is not to hurt anybody. It's to awaken people.
Right.
To get you to move to the next
right.
level.
Right.
And so I'm going to say this because it needs to be said. Okay? Guys, success, let me see, I want to put it the right way. When people start doing certain things in their life, they start having mental success, they start having physical success, and they start having financial success. We live in a society now to where most business happens in the plain view of everyone, right? I'm talking about there is no such thing as privacy anymore. It's all transparency, you know? And when you reach a financial milestone, guys, don't hate on the person that is enjoying their life that's growing out loud, okay? I call it growing out loud. You want to grow out loud. And the first thing people will say is, well, they ain't being humble. You're not being humble. There's a place for that word,
right.
Humility. And there's a way you can do everything to be humble, okay? But when you really think about what you're saying that is really a little bit of hate. It's a little bit of hate sprinkled on that thing when you say, you know, why they got to show, you know, that they got this car? Why they got to show that they got this house? That car? Why they got to show that they got those clothes? When you say that, most of the people that say that have never had the opportunity to have that.
Mm.
So now you're at that. And I'm going to say it. It's going to mess somebody up, but some of y'all are going to understand what I'm saying, right? Because some of you have had before, and you may have had a setback. Like Pam and I, we had a setback. We knew we had to get back to where we were,
right?
Right? Now, what you don't understand about people is the human nature is, guys, you don't do everything that you do to hide it. That's not what you do. You don't get financially secure to not ever show anybody that you're financially secure. You can try to be deep and profound and act as if that's not what you're going to do. Am I saying that you got to be falsing up in your car like this, you know, flashing all your stuff? No, that's not what I'm saying. But what I am saying is that your natural everyday life, man, has to be lived. And people get mad when you live that life. And people got to stop focusing on that. It's even... You can look on social media now. You see people working out in the gym. People are getting the bodies that they've always dreamed of. You don't believe me? Look up hashtag fitness, hashtag gym, hashtag. You're going to start seeing a multitude of people that have been working their butt off in the gym. You think they do all of that work not to show it? You think they go hard just to be healthy? They go hard because they want to have muscles. They want to have abs that they can rip their shirt off at the show. They want to be able to do that. You got to understand that that's what they are doing because that's what they want to do. You can't be the person that says, well, I wouldn't do that if that was me, because it's not you. But when it is you, watch what starts to happen. When you start getting the body that you want, am I saying you're going to walk around naked all the time? No. But guys, allow people to grow out loud. It's okay. If you start getting everything that you need mentally, guys, look at all the people that have talk shows. Look at all the people that have radio shows. Look at they get those things, not so that you can see how good they look, but so you can see how what's on the inside and
right.
it can manifest itself on the outside. This right here.
Right.
Right? So it's the verbal that they grow out loud with. Right? And it's all a growth pattern, guys. So what I'm saying to you guys is, you know, don't hate on people that are showing you their progress, especially when they're doing it the right way. Right? So I hope you guys grab that, because this is the realest show ever. We're not going to tell you guys the mamby-pamby stuff that is just going to tickle your fancy. We need to tell you guys the stuff that's going to actually help you move. Next time you see somebody in a two-piece bikini, don't get mad at them. And say, why she gotta have that on, showing all of that skin and yada yada yada. That's what they want to do. Let them do what they want to do. You don't have to look at it, and most certainly you don't have to comment on it. right? Most people spend the
majority
of their life.
You don't have to do it.
And you don't have to do it if you don't want to. That's your life. But most people spend the majority of their life worrying about other people's lives.
No matter how small I get, I'm not putting on the restraint to keep.
And that's Pam's personal thing, right? No matter how small I get, I ain't putting on the restraint to keep either.
Like that.
Right? No, I don't do it, right? So, but everybody has the way of life that they want to live, and a lot of them live it. If you focus more on what you're doing and appreciate the fact that a person is working hard for what they're doing, you know, you pass it, you know, hit the like button. It's okay. If you don't like it, it's okay too. But the negative aspect is what hurts people, right? When somebody is somewhere that you're not, the first thing people try to do is tear them down. You try to grab them and bring them back down to your level. And the worst way to do that, I got what we call thumb thugs. Right? They're thumb thugs, right? Thumb thugs are the people. It used to be, you know, back in the old days, you know, you wasn't no social media. You want to say something to somebody, you got to verbally say it. You got to be in their face. You got to call them on the phone and say it. Say it with your chest. Say it like a man, right? Be a woman. Say what you want to say. Call me up. Say what you want to say. Now you got the thumb thugs that can just get on social media and they can type it. You even got people that got fake accounts will get on it and say something else to somebody else. And you got too much time on your hands. That's why people aren't being successful, because they're too worried about what everybody else is doing and they can't create success for themselves. And it's a terrible epidemic, but social media is not going anywhere.
No, it's not.
It's not. It's going to get
it's
bigger.
It's all about how you leverage it and how you use it. Like, for me personally, social media is straight up about business. Straight up about business. I don't have time for the nonsense. I don't have time for the scrolling. I'm just being honest with you. Every now and again, I see some stuff. I don't even comment half the time. So, but I use it for business purposes only, and that's it. Because you can get so caught up in social media to where you're not living your life. Now your life is social media. And you just starting to exist in a social media world. And what are you going to do once you get off social media? Now everything else around you, you don't even realize.
You don't know what to do. I'm bored.
You don't even realize you got kids at the house, right? That you got things to do and a life to live because you're spending so much time on social media. Like, real talk.
It's an epidemic.
So it is. It's an epidemic that, for real, is if you're not careful, it'll take you away from your creativity. For real.
So awesome. Let's read some of these comments because you guys are chiming in a lot, man. We love you guys. Appreciate you guys chiming in and hearing us rant and rave today. But hopefully we bridge some gaps, man. I want to go back some because in the beginning of the show, we had some good comments. We see you guys out there. We want to recognize our listeners, man, the people that jump on with us. And they rock with us every day. The people on Blog Talk Radio, you know, guys, you can always dial in. You can always dial in to Blog Talk Radio to the show live, and you can actually raise your hand by hitting the number 1, but 646-668-2564. We'll give you time to do that right now if you want to dial in and say something to Pamela or make a comment. It's okay. This is the realest show ever. If we can rant and rave a little bit, we can let you guys rant and rave.
right?
So thank you guys for listening to us, man. Hopefully we said something that actually got somebody motivated and moving this morning. So we see Bridget Grant out there. Thank you for being a part. Miss Sonia Lewis Atchison, thank you for being a part of the grime. And Sabrina Darling, she got MAD. Thank you so much. Mad, make a decision. See you out there. Thank you so much for that. Mr. Jay Atchison, we see you out there, sir. Thank you so much for being a part of the grind. Who else you see, Pam?
I see Tammy Atwater, my sis. Yes, y'all in North Carolina. Thank you for being a part, jumping on today. Who else we got?
Miss Michelle Sky out there. Thank you for jumping on the ground this morning.
Right, absolutely. Nicole Jones, thank you for jumping on. Sean,
you can't say their name if they don't say nothing. They can't be witness, but they don't want people to know they aren't. This show is going to be aired all over the world.
Thank you for jumping.
Y'all don't say nothing.
Nicole Bringer, we see you out there.
What's up, Nicole?
I saw it. Yes, we see you out there. Yes. Frankie, we see you out there. Yes, Princess, absolutely. So, so, so true. We appreciate all of you guys for jumping on. Definitely all of these amazing comments.
A goal not written is a wish.
Right.
Always hungry for more, Nicole says. Absolutely. Always be hungry for more.
Right.
My experiences are not just for me, Tamara says.
That's right.
See you. Your experiences are for everybody.
Right, it's our duty to get through, right? It's our duty to experience it so that now.
Sean Jackson Hughes says, worry about yourself. That's what I'm talking about.
And she said she had on her bikini yesterday. I know that's right,
girl.
Sean. Yeah, I know that's right. To Shiny Moore.
Yeah, you take a picture,
yes,
put it on social media.
You out there, call them keyboard gangsters.
Yeah, keyboard gangsters. Yeah, those keyboard. But they be all shaded up and thugged up online,
right,
boy.
Right,
yeah.
Right,
throwing
right.
Gang signs and everything.
Right.
Y'all see,
right.
I got both my rings on today. I ain't playing with y'all. I came ready.
They
I came ready to throw some blows.
I see. I see. Awesome. Yes.
Thank you, Nicole, for loving the grind.
We truly appreciate each and every one of you. All right, Myra, thank you for jumping on.
Thank you for being a part of the grind, Myra.
Absolutely.
Thank you for being a part. Yeah, absolutely. So, man, y'all got to go out, man, and create the atmosphere that you want. It doesn't matter what anybody else thinks about you, man. Get back. We're big on personal power. Okay.
Yes.
If you allow something or someone to steal your personal power, then it keeps you stuck.
It does.
You are powerless. Get your power back, man. If you lost it, go get it back. And you can only get it back by creating for yourself. Find something that you love and know what your passion is.
Mm-hmm.
And either start doing that thing right away or either jump in a vehicle that's going to get you to your passion. But the most important part, guys, is to start. You got to start.
You got to start.
Everything on the start. Everything on the start, baby. You got to start.
Don't
get me riled up again and tell you right now.
Get that moment.
All day.
Remember. And go out and grind. I got on my shirt today. God goes and grind.
God goes and grind.
Nate's so tall. He got everything so high.
Put it down. There you go.
But anyway, you know, God go and then get out and grind. All right. Realizing that for real. Take that action to create that traction and watch what begins to happen in your life. We got to get out of that same spot.
Absolutely.
We weren't designed to stay stuck, but instead to move forward and to create. And it all starts with a little decision. Sick and tired of being sick and tired, then no longer be sick and tired of being sick and tired. That's all it takes, for real.
So what's the relationship today, man? Cause we gonna rock out with it. Start embarking on every stuff here. Times are good or bad, happy or sad. Ah.
No.
Say fast, say fast. Uh-oh.
Like cleaning her throat is going to make it better.
Since we get together.
That's it, girl. You did that.
Love y'all, man.
Whether good or bad, happy or sad.
Blog Talk Radio Land, man. See you guys later. God bless y'all.